and FM. This is Manx
Sky News Centre at midnight. Keir Starmer will defend the budget during a speech later, despite cross-party criticism. There's been condemnation of tax rises and accusations the Chancellor lied to the public about the state of the economy. Rachel Reeves denies that and says she's been honest about the need to build up a bigger financial buffer. These voters in her constituency in Leeds aren't sure the government's got it right.
We need a change. They've only been in 2 minutes and they've messed it all up.
I don't think she did enough. I think she should have taxed people with wealth more heavily.
No, I didn't feel betrayed. I just think it's a really difficult balancing act at the moment.
The US Secretary of State says there's still lots of work to be done to secure a peace deal for Ukraine. Marco Rubio's met a delegation from Kyiv in Florida, where they discussed a potential plan to end the conflict. A new action plan's being launched to end new transmissions of HIV in England. It's being backed by £170 million of funding and will target people no longer accessing treatment. It also aims to remove the stigma around the illness. An amber weather warning's just come into force across much of South Wales. Some areas could see almost a month's worth of rain in just 24 hours. Yellow alerts also cover parts of England and southwest Scotland. In sport, Arsenal missed the chance to move 7 points clear at the top of the Premier League. Mikel Arteta's team could only draw 1-1 with London rivals Chelsea, despite playing all of the second half against 10 men.
I think it was a really proper London derby, really intense. You could sense from the beginning that every duel, every action has something on it. Two teams very willing to win. But after the sending off of Caicedo, obviously we wanted to settle the game. We didn't manage to do that. We had more yellow cards.
Liverpool ended their losing run by beating West Ham 2-0. And in the Scottish Premiership, Rangers were held 0-0 by Falkirk after Celtic's 2-1 triumph at Hibs. Livingston suffered a 1-0 defeat to Aberdeen. That's the latest. I'm Connor Sefton.
Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
I'm Gurumayed Ed to Colin Gottschall at the Met Office for our forecast. Further rain tonight, heavy at times and bringing the risk of localised surface water flooding in prone locations. Do bear in mind that there is a colour code yellow warning in place for that heavy rain. Strong southerly winds, these easing towards dawn with temperatures around 9 Celsius. Today's going to be cloudy with further outbreaks of rain, again heavy at times, but with winds only light or moderate. Temperature will remain close to 9 Celsius all day. And the outlook, sunny intervals and only isolated showers on Tuesday. The sun rises later this Monday morning at 8:14 and the sunset is this Monday afternoon at exactly 4 o'clock.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbra Trading Estate.
Moramai, it is Monday, December the 1st. The time is 3 minutes past midnight. You can head for the first little door on the advent calendar now. And let's greet our new day, the start of a new month and everything that lies ahead. We greet with our national anthem.
Radio Sundown, brought to you by Spectrum Windows. Bespoke conversions from design to completion.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. make days last forever. If words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go.
Jim Croce, Time in a Bottle, welcoming you back to our final hour together in the lounge. The time just flies by, and that is because you are such good company. So let's see how much good music we can pack into this hour. And I know it'll be good music because you are choosing it and you're picking out some fine songs. And we've got a bit of catching up. We always do. I mean, it's wonderful to have Howard in the studio and have the Manx Sky at Night programme there. But we do feel, do you ever feel that we've also got quite a bit of catching up to do in the lounge? But we'll do the very best that we can. Now, let me say hello to... I've got too many people. I've got too many people on my list. It's not Andrew and Eleanor. I just need a couple more minutes to get your particular track. It's Anthony Corker. That's who I want to say hello to. And he sent in an absolutely lovely picture. And this is him in his cap, his sailor's cap with a badge on it, looking very, very happy. And he's in a boat on a lake with his dad, and he's wondering that he's had many, many holidays in the island, and he's wondering if this lovely atmospheric black and white picture could have been taken on the lake in the Morag Park, on the boating lake. And I'm looking closely at it, and there's quite a lot of activity on the lake there, and I think there's a very good chance that it is. If it isn't the Morag, it certainly looks very, very like it. But it's a lovely picture, and you and your dad are obviously having a great time in the boat there. Anthony, thank you for sharing that one with us. And Anthony has said the song he's chosen, he said, appreciate the little things in a troubled world and still find beauty and strength in this song. What a wonderful world. And it is, despite all the bits that we would like to fix, that we would like to be better, it is, you are right, it is a very wonderful world in many, many ways. And Anthony has left the choice of artist to me. He just picked the song. And so I hope you'll enjoy Eva Cassidy and Katie Mellowa's version.
I see trees that are green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white,
of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you. I see trees of green,
Eva Cassidy, Katie Mellor, and What a Wonderful World. And that was specially for Anthony Corker, who checks into the lounge from Runcorn in Cheshire. And now, I have been saving this up. This track isn't something that normally I would put into our final hour, where we just try to be a little bit chilled. But there is a very special reason why I'm going to play some ABBA now. And it's because somebody who is such a loyal visitor to the lounge, whose company we enjoy week in and week out, and that's Ian Sherwood. He sometimes checks in from home in Britain Ferry, which is where he is at the moment, or sometimes from London, where he lives because he works there during the week. But he's home now for a very special reason, and it is because today, Monday, December the 1st, is Ian's birthday. Ian, it's your birthday is 13 minutes old, and from me and all of us in the lounge, many, many happy returns. I hope you have a lovely day. I know that you're planning to go out for a birthday breakfast with Dad and perhaps one or two other family members. I'm sure that the family will all spoil you and make sure that it is very, very special. And Ian has brought us some virtual chocolate fudge birthday cake. And he said, that's what I would like to share with everybody in the lounge. And he's also brought some virtual ice cream to go with it. Ian, you are spoiling us. And Ian put a lovely little note in his message about, he said, I'm always grateful when my birthday comes round that I've been given another year. It isn't something that I take for granted, and I'm grateful for the many blessings that I have. Ian, lovely words. Many, many happy returns. And this particular song from ABBA is very special to Ian. He said it was great memories of winter 1980 when this song was popular, and we would have pre-Christmas trips to London for my birthday. And this song brings all of that back. And then fast forward to the ABBA Voyage exhibition, which Ian had an opportunity to see recently. And he said, that is something that will live with me for a long, long time. And he said, as I said at the time, the music of ABBA has been very special to Ian during his life. So here we are, Ian. Just close your eyes for a few minutes and just remember those lovely trips, magical trips to London, birthday trips to London, back in 1980 when you were a little lad and celebrating your birthday.
Super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do, 'cause somewhere in the crowd there's sleep and sing, wishing every show was the best.
ABBA's Super Trooper, especially for Ian Sherwood, who's joining us in the lounge in Britain Ferry, complete with his delicious virtual birthday cake and celebrating his birthday today, the 1st of December. Now, Andrew and Eleanor Rowley, they've been in the lounge for a little while and would like to hear some Paul Carrack, and this is what I'm going to play for you now. Andrew and Eleanor, very best to you. Always good to see you there in your usual place in the lounge. This is Paul Carrack and Eyes of Blue. Andrew and Eleanor Rowley chose that one for us, Paul Carrack and Eyes of Blue. Sheila is in Ramsey and has been right from the moment that the lounge door opened. Sheila, it's lovely to have your company. And I think it's a while since we've played any Robinson Stone, isn't it? So I think we'll put that right before we get to 1 o'clock. But Sheila, good to see you there. And Sarah, huge apology, huge, huge apology. My fault entirely. Somehow your message got caught up in the competition entries. That's entirely my fault. It's bad housekeeping. And Sarah, I wonder if you're still in the lounge. Just on the off chance that you are, I'm going to play your piece of requested music in a little while. In the next few minutes. But ahead of that, let's have some Rita Coolidge. Now, the person who's chosen this hasn't given their name. That's absolutely fine. You can come into the lounge and be completely anonymous. That's fine. But it's a good choice of music, and we're going to play it next. And someone who's just come in is Alf Owen in Stretford in Manchester, and he's got a word for us all. He says, have a good week and stay warm. Alf, the very same to you. We will play your choice of music in a few moments, right after Rita Coolidge.
All I wanted was a sweet distraction for an hour or two. Had no intention to do the things we've done.
So, from a 1980s James Bond theme, I think that was the, was that the Octopussy theme? From a James Bond theme to a television programme theme. And I always thought that this was the absolute perfect pairing. This piece of music, it's Norrie Paramore and his orchestra. The programme was The Last of the Summer Wine. Sarah, I am so sorry that I got you muddled up with the competitions, but as ever, it's great to hear from you, and I do hope you're still, perhaps still, in the lounge.